Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We welcome in on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Matt Underwood, the voice of the Indians on STO, has been doing that. How many years now, Matt? How many years? Because you have been doing this for a long enough time where I think you are now pretty comfortable. Would you be pretty comfortable saying voice of the Indians? Like, you are the voice of the Indians for all this time.
Well, I mean, you know, I on television you can say that for this is my 19th year overall.
Holy cow. Matt, you do not look like you've been doing this for 19 years. Come on.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. You know what? I honestly say that, you know, I mean, when I first started saying it was tongue-in-cheek, but I really believe it now. I don't feel like I've ever really had to go to work in my life. You know, I started at Channel 5 right out of high school. I mean, right out of college. And, you know, eventually transitioned to the Cleveland Indians Radio Network and now on the TV. I mean, you know, we kind of just ran a lot. But, I mean, I'm pretty blessed to be able to do this for a living. So it's been awesome.
See, that's the difference. Matt Underwood gets a job in Cleveland right out of high school or right out of college. I go to Parkersburg, West Virginia for 2 years. Matt Underwood joined us on the hotline. So, Matt.
But I hear Parkersburg is beautiful this time of year.
It's beautiful. Best Italian food is Olive Garden. I'll always say that.
That's okay. Sad.
All right, Matt. So we got to the All-Star break, and you're sitting there with six All-Stars as Yan Gomes got the announcement, even at the most precarious of times, right before he's about to face Aroldis Chapman. But they end up getting six All-Stars. How would you classify the first half, the unofficial first half, of the Indian season? Because the natives are getting a little restless here about what this team is going to do, what kind of enhancements they're going to make. And yet they're 7.5 games running away with the division here in the Central.
I think for me, the most honest assessment of the first half has been disjointed. You have this incredible top-heavy part of the lineup, 1 through 5, has been awesome. I mean, you've got five guys with the 50 or more runs batted in. You know, Lindor's on pace to set a new franchise record for runs scored. Jose Ramirez is doing things we've never seen a guy do at his size, a switch hitter, a third baseman. You know, Brantley's an incredible comeback season. Edwins hasn't been hot, but he's still on pace to drive in over 100 runs. And Yonder Alonso's done a nice sit there at first base and giving the lineup a little balance and protection. But disjointed because the rest of the lineup has been absent. MIA, the outfield, center field, and right field have been two situations where you're going, who's going to take one of these positions and run with it? We haven't seen that happen yet. Yan Gomes, I think, has had a great bounce-back season. You know, you look at where he was a year ago, even the year before that, when they went to the World Series, when he was hurt. I mean, he's done a really good job bouncing back, but they need some help at the bottom part of that lineup. They need some help in the outfield to shore things up, I think. The pitching, starting pitching, has been, I don't know, it's been as advertised. It's been very good. One of the top rotations, I think, in baseball. The bullpen, we all know where the bullpen is. And Andrew Miller had a good rehab appearance the other night, 12 pitches, 7 strikes, a couple of strikeouts. Hopefully he is on target to return, if not by the end of this month, then maybe early August. So that puts us up against or just past the trading deadline. Hopefully between now and then they add another arm to that bullpen to help Cody Allen, to help Andrew Miller, and really bolster the back end of the bullpen. Because I think that's where they're going to lean first and foremost. And then if they can get help in the outfield, I think they will.
Matt, we'll talk about some of the names maybe being bandied about as far as relief help and outfield help. But I want to get to something that Lima said as we were bringing you in when he was talking about Corey Kluber specifically, the rotation kind of in general, about not only the fact that, your bullpen is struggling, they're last in the league, but now you're starting to really tax these starters and normally you say, hey, you know what, this is what these guys are built for, and it's not that big of a deal. But all of a sudden, when he talks about the natives being restless, it's because they're going back last year and they're seeing Corey Kluber struggle in that series against the Yankees because of an injury. So how much do you think the Indians front office and Tito Francona right now are focused on, you know, really making sure more than anything else, Corey Kluber in that rotation is as healthy as they can be.
I think the biggest key they can, you know, the whole thing comes down to how fast they can clinch the division. Look, nobody in a uniform is going to sit here today and tell you they feel comfortable. But I think all of us who don't wear the uniform can sit back and say, if they don't win this division, it will be the greatest collapse that we've ever seen. They're going to win this division. They're going to win it going away. If they can wrap it up, let's say, I don't know, I think Labor Day may be, that may be a little ambitious, but if it's not too far after Labor Day, then they can take the foot off the gas and they can make sure that those starters are lined up and feeling as good as they possibly can. You never know what's going to happen in a baseball season, but I think last year we saw the 22-game win streak. Those guys wanted to keep that thing running, and I think because they were running on such an adrenaline surge that they pitched right through it, but I think they might have left a little something out there, and that might have hurt Corey Kluber in October. Who knows for sure? He's never going to admit that, but maybe that contributed to how he pitched in the postseason. So if they can do anything by, you know, taking back the reins a little bit so that he's fully healthy going into the postseason scenario, then I think that's your greatest asset. And that's where playing in a weak division this year should help this club. Now, the guys on the field, and I think when you've got good young leadership like Lindor, like Ramirez, those guys aren't going to take anything for granted. You know they're going to go out and keep grinding away day after day and try to put up big numbers. So I don't worry about this team getting complacent. And I think if they can wrap it up and give themselves the benefit of the doubt, that's going to be huge.
Matt Underwood joining us on the hotline right now. Okay, Matt, so we've been talking about, you know, some of the issues maybe with the team, but let's face it. Francisco Lindor and Jose Ramirez, what they are doing at the top of the order is one of the great stories in baseball. I feel like it's not getting talked about enough. Chico had brought up the comparison statistically to some of the all-time greats.
Kerrigan Ruth.
I mean that's Kerrigan Ruth. Think about what you just said.
Extra base.
Matt, are you running out of ways to describe their greatness and just how unbelievable they've been?
I think you don't. I think what you don't want to do is cheapen it by trying to get too hyperbolic. And so I think a lot of times it's fun to just sit back and watch, and maybe a little less is more from my standpoint. You know, I don't want to get too flowery. I think you call it what it is. It's great. It's superb. It's excellent. It's on par with like nothing we've ever seen before. But I think, you know, I don't want to get too carried away and paint it like, and let people draw their own conclusions. I mean, that's what's great is that, you know, you and me and Chico can all watch a game and we might come along with three different formed opinions based on what we saw. Beauty is truly in the eye of the beholder. And I think, personally, I think these two guys are doing things like we've never seen before. And you've seen me, I'm going to back me up on that because he said recently that he thinks these two guys have a chance to be better now than some of the special players that we had on the ball club in the mid-1990s, and that's really saying something.
Hey, Matt, when you look at the bullpen, let's talk about now moving forward, and, of course, the trade deadline here coming up end of the month. If you're Chris Antonetti and you're Mike Chernoff, you mentioned Andrew Miller, who will be a very, very key piece, and if they get him back healthy and they get him back anywhere near, you know, what he's capable of doing would be huge. My question to you is, do they approach the deadline and acquiring talent with the notion that Andrew Miller is or isn't going to be there? I mean, how do they approach that?
I think this is an organization that, you know, with Chris and Mike and everybody else that's involved in these decisions, they try to look, when they made the deal for Miller, they knew that he was under control for a few years after once they acquired him. And I think those are the kind of players that they're going to continue to target. It doesn't mean that they're going to land them. But, you know, when you look at, let's say, in Baltimore, for example, Zach Britton and Brad Brock, you know, two really outstanding relievers. But what? They're free agents at the end of the year. So how much are you really willing to give up for short-term rental? I hope not a lot. Now, on the other hand, a Michael Givens or who's the guy from San Diego, Brad Hand, Now, they're under contract for a few more years, so you can afford to maybe part with one of your prospects and say, okay, yeah, but we've got this guy under control for the next 2, maybe 3 years, depending on, you know, which guy you settle on. Those deals always make more sense to me because, yes, you're parting with your farm system, which those are valuable assets, but in return, you're getting somebody that you know is going to be on your club, and if they're already under contract, that gives you some financial, you know what you're going to be paying them. There's no uncertainty there. Even if you get a guy who's arbitration eligible, you've got some parameters to work with. So those are the guys I think they look at first and foremost. If they can't find a fit, then maybe they look at the short-term rental market.
Matt, as far as Brad Hand goes, obviously the Indians aren't the only team vying for his services. So when we hear the price is too high, are you anticipating – I think about Mejia, but I know they have Austin Hedges. Are they looking maybe, say, Tristan McKenzie and a Bieber or Plutko? Is it when we hear how high the price is that what we're led to believe?
You know, that may be what they're asking for, but I can't see anybody coughing up that much.
Good.
Look at what Machado brought back. He brought back their top position prospect, Diaz. But nobody else on that list was really that high. So, yeah, they got some bodies and they got some players. And hey, as we've all seen before, Corey Kluber was not the top prospect in the Jake Westbrook deal. But he turns out to be a two-time Cy Young Award winner. And sometimes you don't know with some of those other prospects. But I think for the Indian standpoint, you don't want to give up more than one of your top guys for anybody right now, and I think that's probably the kind of deal that they're going to be looking for. If it's one of those at upper echelon, top tier guys who's on a contract, you know you're going to have to part with one of your better prospects. Bieber would be the one guy I would say, I don't want to give him up because he's in your rotation right now, and he's pitched really well, but I think that's an interesting scenario too, because as we go down the stretch, you know, you talk about the innings threshold for a young guy who hasn't pitched 200 innings. Mm-hmm. You know, what are they going to do there? And how can they manipulate that to where maybe he works out of the bullpen some? And is that a possibility going down the stretch? There are certainly a lot of variables still at play.
Matt Underwood joining us. One more question quickly, Matt, because I can't believe I'm saying this. And I said it earlier this week, and even people on Twitter couldn't believe that I was saying this. Have we gotten to the point where I might actually trust Trevor Bauer more in a big game than Corey Kluber? Is that craziness?
I don't know that it's craziness based on what you're seeing right now. But I think you have to take a lot of things into consideration, which is experience. You know, Kluber he's pitched in those big moments, the biggest moments professionally in baseball. The results certainly haven't been there. So draw your own conclusions from there. But I think Trevor's moving in that direction. I think most people would look at what we've seen so far this year and say he's been your best pitcher, right?
Definitely.
I don't see how you can't argue. You know, you can't make a strong argument for that. Corey has been fantastic at times, but at other times, he's shown maybe a few chinks in the armor. But hopefully, hopefully that's a great problem to have at the end of the season. Who are you going to start in game one? Remember last year it wasn't Kluber, it was Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was great
fine.
In that first game. Yep.
He did fine, absolutely. So I don't think you could go wrong either way there.
All right, great stuff, Matt. Appreciate it. As always, look forward to your call tomorrow as you resume the second half of the season. I'm sorry your break gets cut short. Thanks, Matt.
Well, Anthony Chico, understand one thing. When we're coming to you from Texas, the forecast the next 3 days, 108, 107, 107.
Out the polos. Those Sports Time Ohio polos, man.
You got it. See you guys.
All right, there he is, Matt Underwood, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.